You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast.
Hello, my friends. Sending you a kind and warm greeting this middle of December day. We're back at Write Songs You Love podcast. And just thinking, I've been thinking a lot about the season lately. Like, we're in getting close to official winter. There's the winter solstice changing of energies and all that, and Christmas and Hanukkah and all of these things. Like, and then the end of the year. There's a lot going on. And traditionally, I find in terms of being a songwriter, being a musician, being somebody who performs for part of their living, it is always an interesting phase, because I've always found, and if you're doing your own songs and you're performing out and about, unless you're doing Christmas-specific music in December, it's really challenging to kind of get out and about, just because everyone's really busy, everyone's really focused, and if they're having music, it's a lot of the time playing all of the all of the traditional classic songs for Christmas parties and events. And like I said, it's if you're trying to release new music or do shows of your own, there's just a lot going on in terms of all of those other kinds of parties, and people's time is low and they're stressed because all of the things with the holidays that come to an end and people getting presents and getting caught up and all of that. So there's a lot of activity. Anyway, in the past, I've experimented a lot trying to navigate what to do in December as a songwriter and how to kind of fit in that. And I have tried playing Christmas songs. I did that for a couple of years where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to say yes to that. I'm going to sit down and learn a bunch of songs. And it was quite surprising to me how much work that was. When you, like, growing up with a lot of the music around this time, and you hear it all over the place, you hear it in the malls or anywhere you go, I kind of took for granted. I was like, oh yeah, I know all those songs. But when I actually sat down to play them and learn them, I'm like, oh my gosh, they have a lot of verses, and this is a lot of, like, funky chords, and this is a lot to remember for a very concentrated period of time that I'd never really kind of use anymore throughout the year. So it kind of felt like a huge amount of work that I didn't personally enjoy. I enjoy hearing other people do Christmas songs, but there's something for me that's always just been a challenge with actually performing it. So a few times I have tried to write my own songs to do with Christmas, find a way in to maybe navigating that somehow. And for some reason, the ones that I have tried, I've never actually finished. And I think mainly because when they come out, they seem to be a lot more melancholic and a lot more just on a different kind of tone that I've never really felt like I kind of wanted to share in the holiday season. And I guess that's partially me getting caught up in a lot of the pushing of that it needs to be joyful, it needs to be all these things, you know, which generally I am. But for some reason, when I sit down to do Christmas songs, that's not what comes out. And I'm not sure why. It's not like I had bad experiences with the holidays growing up. So I'm not sure, but it just never really felt like a fit or something that I could get behind. And then I had a couple of times where, you know, reaching out and collaborating with some other friends, I was able to work on some songs in that regard. And I played one last year with a former guest who was on Sealy sound from Sweden. We made a hilarious, goofy song about Santa Claus, which was a lot of fun. And so that was kind of an aha for me in just looking at like, okay, maybe there's a different story here, a different angle that maybe I could come in to that. And I don't know if anyone else listening here has ever kind of felt that, or if you felt like, what do you do at this time of year, you know? So it just got me thinking a little bit more about this time and what we can do as songwriters to harness the energy of a season, but find your way in. And there was a really good example for me that, you know, the intro song that you hear to this podcast, that the music of that is for the song I've written called Thank You. And that was actually an experiment I did about 10 years ago. And I think I've told this story before, but I'll just give a quick summary for those who are just joining us in the community. The song that I've written called Thank You was something that I decided to put out as an offer to the people that were on my newsletter list when I was touring around a lot more. And the offer that I put out was to say, hey, you know, like it was in November, said if anyone is interested in the idea of giving a song to somebody special in your life, then I am available for that. And, you know, email to get in touch about it. So it was simple as that, very, very basic, very brief. But I had had a few experiences previously where some people had asked if I could write a song about their life. And it was just so special to go through. So I just wanted to do that again. And I thought, oh, this would be a nice way to, you know, have some collaboration and some new inspiration to make something happen creatively. So I did get a bite on that one, and the song that came to be, Thank You, ended up being, this is actually the wife of a cousin of mine wanting to express her thanks, deep, deep gratitude to her brother that had always been there for her through her whole life in so many different ways, and had just done so many over-the-top, amazing, supportive things, and all these years, she'd never actually said the words thank you, just because the emotional gravity of it just felt like too much. So that's what she wanted the song to be. So that song has just, for that only sole purpose reason, to have that experience was a very, very cool and meaningful thing to go through, and it was a crunch. Like, it was supposed to, well, deadline was Christmas, and I was working on it, and I just couldn't finish it. It was one that just really kind of took a lot of care, and the full kind of finishing of it didn't happen until Christmas Eve, and I was really down to the wire, still needing to finish lyrics and then make a recording of it so that she could send it. And she was sending me notes, be like, how's everything going? I'm like, it's great. Meanwhile, I'm kind of sweating and pushing for that deadline, which I know lots of you listening who have been in the workshops that I run, it's usually, you know, having that deadline, so much happens in those final hours or final minutes that just narrow the vision, focus the energy, get it all going into one place. And it happened, and I finished that song and made a recording of it to be able to send at, like, I wish I remember. I think I want to say it was almost like quarter to midnight on Christmas Eve. So at least it was in her email ready to send over for Christmas morning. But yeah, that song makes me, I forgot actually until this year that was in essence kind of a holiday song, you know, like that really brings the spirit to me of what this kind of season can mean. And like, I love learning about communication and like what holds us back from saying certain things to people that we care about or just situations that we care about. And, you know, sometimes seeing if we can use songwriting to facilitate that or just like get the courage to break through some of those barriers and say those things. So that has become more of a significant connecting point for me during this season, is thinking about stuff like that, like, oh, who's somebody I could connect to just like she did and really say something I've been wanting to say for a long time, or maybe that I've never said. And that's what I like to think of the holidays more now. I know it's just, it's a lot of things for a lot of people. And I guess I'm saying that it doesn't have to be a certain way for you. There's a neat opportunity for you to define that for yourself. And songwriting can be a really great tool for that. So with that said, I had something very unique happen this year that came to me in terms of an opportunity to play a Christmas gig, but a very brief, small commitment. I only needed to be able to do 1 to 2 songs, very, very small. It was a collection of songwriters and singers, artists from the community I live in here called Kelowna. And it was put on, organized by a local duo named by the names of Craig and Michelle. Their band is called Vaguely Obsessed, and they're a lot of fun. And they have this regular monthly gig at a cafe and invited a bunch of people to, like I said, come play something Christmassy. And when I appreciated the offer dearly because I love these two. But when I first had the response, my inner skin crawled and I was just like, oh no, I don't know what I'm going to do. And like something about a lot of the Christmas songs just don't kind of work for me. Unless it's like The Grinch. I really love The Grinch. Not because I'm a Grinch. I just love the music and the tone of it. And I love like the Nightmare Before Christmas kind of stuff. So sometimes I'll cover that. And I love the challenge of it. And it's just fun. So maybe that's saying something weird about me. But anyway, I thought about it for a while, whether or not to say yes or no. And then it kind of struck me. I thought, well, maybe this is an opportunity to finally write something. Like I said, I've tried for like 10 years to write a Christmas or a holiday song, something that I could actually finish and like feel good about. And so I thought about this idea that came up earlier in the summer with another man I was chatting with by the name of Dave Lewis. And we got onto this topic somehow about Santa Claus's origin story. And I just threw it out for a moment there because I thought, you know, it's kind of funny that the whole thing that Santa says, you know, saying ho, 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 you know, is a very funny thing. It's like, why did that become such an iconic sound or, you know, phrase that Santa Claus has? And when I started thinking about it more, I'm like, you know what? It's awfully similar to yo, ho, ho. And I said, I wonder if Santa's previous life was actually as a pirate. And that's maybe just the smallest little modification. And Dave glommed onto the idea too. And he said, yeah, like Santa is, you know, paying penance or giving back for all of the stuff that he stole. Now he's made a life of giving it all back or just doing that complete opposite turn, like a whole 180 degree shift. And then it really sparked this fun idea. For me, that was enough. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is an idea that needs to happen. And so over the last number of months, the more I've just thought about it, the more facts and things I've considered, it seems more and more and more likely that, yeah, Santa probably was a pirate before he became what we know him to be now. And so when Craig and Michelle of Vaguely Obsessed gave me this opportunity to say, hey, you want to come and play a couple songs? I thought, okay, this is the focuser, this is the target to shoot for, to actually make this song happen. And so I really got down to the wire, and within the week or so before the show, I worked it out and put it together. And actually, I should say too, one of the challenges that was issued by a former guest in November by the name of Taylor Gross, artist name Rusty Someone, his challenge was to get bored as a songwriting prompt. That's it. Just get bored. Go do something mundane. Go do whatever, you know, and just get lost in that and see what happens. See where your mind goes. Which I loved, and I actually applied. So middle of November, I was in San Francisco. I was visiting some friends, And one morning I woke up, and it was early. Like, I woke up about crack of 6 a.m. and I was just lying on the floor where I was sleeping. And I thought, like, I could get up and I could do some stuff. But Taylor's words came into my mind, and I just decided to just lay there. And I wasn't going to go back to sleep. I knew that. I could tell I was awake enough. But I just thought, I'm just going to lay here and just sit here and do nothing for however long. And wasn't trying to think of anything particularly, just kind of enticing that, or exercising that idea of just waking up and just being bored. I don't have to do anything. So the longer I sat there, I started finding myself coming back to the Santa Claus idea. And I hadn't really found an angle of like how I might do this song, but just giving that space and time, it just seemed like it just started to kind of enter, and some words and phrases, started coming into my mind. And I thought, oh, maybe I should go write this down on my phone. And it's like, nah, just stay here for a moment. Just like, let's just see what happens. And it just kind of kept coming and kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And I literally sat there or laid down there for like an hour. And by the end of the hour, I was like, okay, there's way too much here that I can't not write this down or just make some voice memos of it. So it was so exciting just to give that space for that to enter in and actually have that answered, or that showed up. So it's like, perfect. I've got some words now. This is cool. Didn't really know how I was going to sing it or how I was going to play it. But, you know, the next day I was over at another friend's who had a guitar. And this is like just before I was about to leave to come back to Canada. I was noodling around on the guitar and I had these words there. And all of a sudden this tone started coming up. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, this actually feels like a fit. And so it all kind of started coming together. And again, just thinking that I knew I was going to be playing this Christmas show, that was like the thing that all of this was coming, focusing through. And I got it done. So anyway, all of that to say, I made a song called Santa Was a Pirate. And I played it at that show. And I really went for it. I wore a Santa mask, and I even put an eye patch on and just had a blast with it. And it gave me so much joy to find just like a hilarious topic in essence of like taking a traditional Christmas story and putting a different twist on it and just having a ton of fun with that. So that allowed me to kind of find my way into a song for the season. So I performed it, and I've performed it a number of times in the last week here, just showing up in open mics or at other gigs, and it's been received well, and it's been a ton of fun. So I decided last weekend to just record the thing, and I'm going to release it. It's going to be available on Monday, but because you're here, I'm going to play it for you here, so you get to be the first ones to hear it before it goes out to the world. And the reason, again, why I wanted to share all this today is, If you're wanting to write in this time of year, yeah, just keep exploring. There's a few different options and examples that I've given that maybe would be helpful for you. Like I said, like what I did with the Santa Claus thing is, you know, you can take a story that is common to the season and whatever story that you want to, and put a fun twist on it. You can, you know, I think look to something other than Christmas or whatnot, like even just, what does winter mean for you? What does the season bring up? Are there any memories or things that you want to acknowledge or kind of time capsule in a way, or maybe something that you wish for the winter, like the symbolism of it? I know a lot of people talk about winter being kind of this sleep phase, this rest phase, or even a death phase, you know, when things really come to the end and they shut down. There's a lot of metaphor around winter being that. There's lots of things there. Or like that other situation, like I offered up, you know, social media is a cool thing. If you're doing anything with like as a career in songwriting or as a musician and you have an email list, feel free to, like, you know, you can reach out and put stuff out to people that way. Say, hey, I'll help you, you know, create a gift for somebody else. And I've done that a whole bunch, and it's a very, very rewarding way to write songs and have it really have a special purpose. And it gets you out of your own head, because it's somebody else's story and somebody else's idea, and it has a different intention in that it's literally going to one person. So sometimes where we can get hung up with ourselves on songwriting, or maybe ideas that we did, you know, there's fresh perspective in that that perhaps we wouldn't have thought of. So that can be so fun and really refreshing and challenging too. Like if somebody wants, you know, a particular vibe of a song, and maybe you're not used to playing that style or those chords, and it's like, oh, well, maybe I'll go learn a couple, even one or two new shapes, and bam, now you're in a new style genre, and now you've got these new tools in your toolbox. So it's pretty cool to look at how we can freshen things up for ourselves. And like I said, if you're kind of tired or just don't feel like Christmas songs are a fit for you, it's looking at how you can find a fit for yourself and find your own way in to use your creativity in songwriting to express, explore any of that in a way that is meaningful and fun for you. So I think that's one of the biggest things I'm celebrating this year is finally writing a bloody Christmas song and having it be one that I absolutely love. And I'm actually thinking back to last year's teacup challenge. I'm pretty sure this is the challenge that I put on January 1st. It's I think the title of it was like This Time Next Year. And you know, what did you kind of want to see in the following year as a song, or as like a in your life? And at that time, like last December, the only thing I really could think about was how tired I was. I really, really pushed myself super hard in all forms that I could last year, which worked out great in a lot of ways. But it also was just like, I felt fried, and I just felt like I had nothing left. And I was starting the new year in a very empty place. So the song I wrote for that was like a forecasting kind of song. And it was super short, and all I wanted it to be, or all it said really, is like, you know, this time next year I want to sit down and look back on it all and smile, which to me holds a lot. It meant, you know, creating space in December to not be exhausted, to not push myself to the max, to actually be able to breathe and enjoy. And if I could have that moment, that was the vision that I saw. If I could look back on what the year had been like and I could smile, you know, to me that feels like I would have enough energy to actually like be able to do that and not just feel like I wanted to crawl into bed and go to sleep. So I can safely say that it has definitely happened. And this actually working on this song has been a big catalyst of joy. And when I think about that, even like regardless of everything else, even just finishing this one song is that it feels like that's that goal achieved, that I gave myself enough space where I could do something like this. And it's been such a long-term goal that's eluded me to finish a song for the holiday season. So there you go. I hope there's something in there for you today. And it's a unique time of the year. It can be stressful and hard and intense, but also there are all those other things like the joy and the love. And if any of that feels like that's hard to find, you know, maybe try something that I talked about today, and maybe it'll give you a little bit of a window or a slide or whatever you want to ride out or into something a bit more joyful or healing or whatever you need, whatever you feel like would just be the gift to yourself in terms of a song. So there you go. I'm gonna leave it there, and I'm going to leave you with the very first listen of this new Christmas song, Santa Was a Pirate. And I just want to give a big shout out again to Craig and Michelle of Vaguely Obsessed, because without you, I don't think I probably would have ever written this song. So thank you for the opportunity, the incentive, and and the encouragement along the way. All right. Well, take care, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.
Did you know that Santa Claus was a little different back in the day? No, he wasn't always the jolly soul like he's commonly portrayed. He used to wear a pair of metal gloves. The fingers were sharp like blades. And he was robbing ships in coastal towns and sailing out on the crashing waves. Well, did you know that Santa was a pirate? I know that may be hard to believe, that the public figure you know and love could be capable of criminal activity. But Santa fell on hard times, started running with the shady crowd. Lost sight of right from wrong, no longer could he tell his ups from downs. But he could only keep that up so long. At the heart, that wasn't Santa's son. When he felt that he needed a change, he enrolled himself in counseling and sensitivity training. And Santa had a light bulb, an epiphany, so they say. Went from taking to giving, from stealing to living, and decided to give up his pirate ways. And yeah, Santa got made over. Went from lemon to lemonade. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Traded in his ship and crew for a bunch of reindeer and a fancy sleigh. Yeah. Went from captain to Santa Claus. Ditched naughty for nice.
Naughty for nice.
Gave up his yard for a jolly laugh. Found himself a sweet old wife. He switched treasure for presents. Traded open sea for snow.
Open sea for snow.
Flipped bottles of rum for milk and cookies. Left the Caribbean and set sail for the North Pole. Like complainers, those who don't give their thanks. So if you wind up with cold on Christmas Day, just be thankful that he didn't make you walk the plank in. If you're ever feeling broken or beaten down, always remember that even pirates can turn their lives around. Yes, they can. Can I get a yo ho ho?
Yo ho ho.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a ho ho ho?
Ho ho ho.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a yo ho ho?
Yo ho ho.
Can I get a ho ho ho?
Ho ho ho.
Strangely similar, aren't they? Yeah. Santa was
was a pirate. The evidence is just too strong. If you doubt what I'm saying, ever wonder how rum ended up in eggnog?